which is committed to democracy and human rights. In the meantime, $80 million is being set aside to be spent over the next 2 years promoting democracy across the island and spreading information to the Cuban people. Part of the report remains classified. US officials have declined to make any comment on what that section might contain. Ricardo Alarcón, president of Cuba's National Assembly, says that the world should be outraged by what the US government was doing.
We're not worried. We know that that's simply impossible to do. They will not destroy the nation. They will not succeed in that. But they will cause harm and deprivation and suffering of individuals.
Cubans who've expressed most concern about the report include some of those dissidents that it's purportedly designed to help. Many worry that public offers of support like this will only play into the hands of Fidel Castro, who already labels all Cuban dissidents mercenaries in the pay of the United States.
Stephen Gibbs.
It's been another night of celebration in Rome over Italy's World Cup football victory last Sunday. But today, a sports tribunal is preparing to issue its verdict into an unprecedented match-fixing scandal, which has mismatched Italian football this summer.
David Willey reports from Rome.
After more celebrations which went on all night, marking the return home of Italy's football heroes, a sports tribunal is preparing its verdict in a trial of some of Italy's top football clubs and more than 20 senior football officials for alleged sporting fraud and match-fixing. All the clubs, including Juventus, league champions for the past 2 years, deny the charges. But six of Italy's World Cup winning players face possible relegation to a lower division and loss of earnings from TV rights if their club is found guilty of unsporting behaviour. The sense of football euphoria which has prevailed in Rome for the past 2 days could quickly evaporate if the tribunal, composed of retired High Court judges, decides the allegations are true. The irony is that sanctions are likely to be imposed on leading clubs, officials and players just at the moment when they're enjoying their biggest moment of glory for years.
Was David Willey. Since the World Cup ended, attention is now turning to South Africa, which has been awarded the last competition in 2010. President Thabo Mbeki was in Germany to attend the celebrations and to assure FIFA that his country is prepared to spend the money needed to make the event a success. And while the president enjoyed the football in Berlin, voices back home are questioning whether South Africa can really handle such a huge event. Our Africa editor, Martin Plaus, reports. President Mbeki's trip to Berlin should have been a moment of triumph, a celebration of the prospect of bringing the World Cup to Africa for the first time. But it's been dogged by questions about when the country will really be ready to stage the event. Skeptics, many of them South Africans, have looked at the transport infrastructure, which is already groaning at the seams. A high-speed train between Pretoria and Johannesburg is unlikely to be fully operational in time, and the ordinary rail services are often too dangerous for foreign fans to use. South Africa has around 20,000 murders a year, and guaranteeing the safety of fans will be a real headache. Then the television transmission system is badly outdated and needs a multi-million dollar investment. Hotel rooms are frequently full, and electricity supplies are already failing to keep up with demand. Finally, there's the stadiums, some of which have not even been started. FIFA has declared its complete confidence in South Africa and has denied rumours that it's quietly planning to keep Australia as a backup if the current plans go wrong. Thabo Mbeki has assured the world he'll spend whatever it takes to make the event a huge success, but it will take billions of dollars to bring off the World Cup on African soil. Martin Plaut. Now a reminder of today's main world news. The Western powers on the United Nations Security Council have rejected a Chinese attempt to weaken a proposed resolution on North Korea's recent missile tests. This is the BBC World Service.
I'm James Whittington with the latest business news from the BBC. Nuclear power looks set to take...